Okay.
Okay, we're continuing. Gemara Makos, we're on Zion Amud Beis 7b. Right about in the middle of the page or so. The Gemara had a question. Rabbi Bo asked Rabbi Yochanan, just recapping the last thing we did yesterday. Person's going up a ladder, and as he puts his foot down on the rung, boom, the rung goes down. So what's the question? Is it the way going up, you don't go into Galus? Or is it considered the way going down that you do go into Galus? I said, what are you talking about? We already discussed that in the previous Brisa that included Yeriah Litzorach Aliyah. If you recall, we did a Brisa right before that that discussed that if it's an Aliyah, you read the Litzorach Aliyah, that's considered that case as well. And the thing is the direction of the rung. And therefore, the downward motion, you would go into Gullus. That was the way that they discussed that. Correct? That was the answer to the question. So we go into Gullus because it's a downward motion. So to this, the Gemara is going to ask a question from our Mishnah. Now, if you recall our Mishnah, and maybe not a bad idea, what's going on over here? If you remember, the Mishnah gave us a number of cases. Which case goes into Gullus, which case does not go into Gullus. They talked about the rolling pin over the roof. Was it going down? Was it going up? Person climbing up the ladder, going down the ladder, bringing a barrel up, bringing a barrel down. Then the Mishnah ends as Zehaklal. This is the rule. Whatever is in a downward motion goes into Gullus. Whatever is in an upward motion does not go into Gullus. That was the Mishnah. So there was an unspoken question that is now going to be spoken about. Once you gave me three cases of going down and three cases of going up, clearly we all could have come up with the rule ourselves, and the Mishnah didn't have to tell us the rule, did it? So when the Mishnah, whenever a Mishnah does that, after it gives you three examples of going down, that you go into Gullus, and three examples of going up when you don't go into Gullus, why do you get to tell me this is the rule when any one of us could have figured out the rule? So saying this is a rule is extra. But there's a reason why they do that. They write this is the rule to include something that you would not have thought of from those three cases. Those three cases were fairly obvious. So now, what's the rule? Well, the rule is telling me something that's not exactly like these three cases, but there'll be something that fits into the rule of downward motion that you would not have been able to extrapolate from those three cases. And the same thing for what's the rule both ways. So generally speaking, whenever you have a Mishnah that says, Zehaklal, this is the rule, it's coming to include something that's similar, but a little bit beyond the cases that are given as the example. Okay, just so you understand that idea. The Gemara now is going to attack the answer that Rabbi Yochanan gave based on what are we going to deduce from the words Zehaklal. So let's take it slow. So Esave, so Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Avo, challenged Rabbi Yochanan's ruling on that case of stepping on the rung and it goes down. The Mishnah said, Zehaklal, this is the rule, Kol Shebederech Yiridaso Gola. Whoever inadvertently kills on going in a downward motion goes into exile. Shalol Kederech Yiridaso Eino Gola. But if it's not in the way of going down, you don't go into Golos. Okay, so we have two clauses. Each clause must be teaching me something beyond what the simple meaning of the Mishnah means. So let's look at that second clause, which is Shelo Kederech Ridasa, which is not the way of your going down. That clause, Lasuyemai, what is that coming to include? What does it teach that was not already told us? Okay, I already explained everything that's below there. So would that, so that does not go into Gullus. What is not the way of going down does not go into Gullus. What would that include? Lav la suye kevavna. Would not that include this case of stepping on the rung? Stepping on the rung is not the way you go down. That's not the derech ridaso, right? does not serve to add to the exemption from exile cases in which the climber dislodged a rung during his ascent and the rung fell. If so, it contradicts Rabbi Yochanan's view that the climber is exiled. You follow the question? Yeah. Rabbi Yochanan said, well, we had a brisa that said anything that you read it, Letzorach Aliyah, you still go into exile from that brisa, but this Mishnah clearly is coming to include this case. I mean, that's not the way of going down. What's not the way of going down? Climbing up a ladder, knocking a rung down is not the way of going down. So, and does not go into exile. So therefore, we should have a proof from that Mishnah, notwithstanding the brisa, but you got a Mishnah over here. To which Rabbi Yochanan's going to answer, well, that's, you know, I could hear your question, but there's a little bit of a problem, as you'll see in a minute. But you've got to explain what this is the rule of the first case. Remember, it says twice, this is the rule. Whatever is the way of going, what was the exact word over here? Whatever is the way of going down goes into exile. And whatever is not in the way of going down does not go into exile. All you explained me is what's not the way of going down. You didn't explain to me what's the way of going down. You got to be able to explain both clauses. Okay, you got to explain both. You're asked a question from explaining one clause. But what's going to be included in the other clause of what is the way of going down goes into exile? We got to extrapolate another case. Okay, now.
Why is it not this ladder around this? Why is it not include this broken round case?
Because you don't have to say this is the rule twice. This is the rule. Whatever is the way of going down goes into exile. Whatever is not in the way of going down does not go into exile. That means those are two clauses have to include two cases. Because you can just say one. Just say this is the rule. Whatever's the way of going down, you go to exile. Period. No, you said two clauses. Whatever's on the way going down, you go to exile. Whatever's not on the way of going down, you don't go to exile. Why do you got to say two rules? Couldn't I extrapolate one rule from the other rule? Just like the whole stating of the rule is extra, because they gave three cases of each. So they said, well, what's this rule coming to include? Fine. But you had two rules. This is the rule. Whatever's on the way going down, you go into exile. Fine, I already know them. Whatever's not the way going down doesn't go into exile, but it says it, it expresses it. So it's got to include something else. Now what's interesting is, of all the cases, let's look at all the cases. You have the case of the guy rolling the pin down and rolling the pin up. So you got the polaric opposite. You have lowering the barrel down, raising the barrel up, polaric opposites. Clawing down the ladder, going up the ladder, polaric opposites. So I guess we're going to have this is the rule, and two clauses, this is the rule. I guess one rule is going to give me whatever the case is, and the other one's going to be the polaric opposite, to keep the symmetry of the Mishnah, right? Yeah. Well, when you're stepping your foot on a rung of a ladder, there is no polaric opposite. So it can't say that the other, whatever is the way of going down, goes, what's it going to include? I can't say, well, stepping down on the ladder, we got that the other way. So I don't have the polaric opposite case to fit into what is the rule teaching me. So therefore, as much as you wanted to deduce from the clause, whatever is not the way of going down would have taught me the case of putting your foot on the rung and it goes down. But how are you going to explain to the case what is the way of going down? Since you can't, based on the rung, we're going to have to learn a whole different thing that this is coming to include, and has nothing to do with the question of stepping on a rung. And therefore, don't ask me a question from the deduction. You follow what's going on over here. Rabbi Yochanan said, when you step down on the rung, you go into galus, because it's a downward motion. Right? Something going down for the purpose of up, you go into galus. And there was a brisa that even said that. To which he said, what do you tell me a brisa? It's a Mishnah's deduction is the opposite. Right? Anything that's not the way of going down does not go into exile. What's that going to conclude? He thought it meant, well, it's not the way to go down to put your foot on a rung because you're trying to go up. So that's not the way of going down. You don't go into exile. So it's not like you're ruled. To which he's saying, wait a minute. If you're going to want to explain that rule, then how are you going to explain the other rule? There's two rules. There's another rule, whichever is the way down. What's going to be that case? You don't have a case for that if you're going with rungs. But if I give you a different thing that's coming included, that has nothing to do with stepping around, I can explain the Mishnah. And then I go back to the Brisa that I used before that says that whatever is going down for the purpose of going up, you go into exile. And more than that, the way you're asking the questions, you're making a machlokas, the Brisa and the Mishnah. But the way I'm going to answer is going to be no machlokas, the Brisa and the Mishnah, and therefore my ruling is going to be right. That's the direction we're going on over here. Okay. You follow? We have the Brisa that Rabbi Yochanan referred to that clearly said anything that's going down for the purpose of going up also goes into exile. That's a Brisa. It's a Brisa. You're asking from the deduction of the Mishnah? Why are you deducing that law? I could show you a whole different law that has nothing to do with this. So there's nothing to learn from the Brisa. The question on me is off. We go back to how I learned from the Brisa. Okay? And that's what he's now, that's what he counters back. Rabbi Yochanan says, Ula taima, Rabbi Yochanan. And according to you, you deducing from one of the rules, well, what about the other rule? Kol shebederech yirida, so whatever is going down goes in itself. Lasui amai, what is going to be included there? And if you're going to say it's talking about go putting your foot on a rung, there's only one case with a foot on the rung. And that's the case you wanted to do, but you can't deduce anything the other way. Therefore, learning to deduction about rungs is a problem. Okay, so then what is it coming to include if it's not a rung? We'll give you a whole new scenario. But we once we're going to show you what the new scenario is and what the rules are coming to include, you can't deduce anything about a rung. You can't ask any question from the rung. And we go back to the Brisa that said, clearly, whatever is going down for the purpose of up, you go into exile. And that'll be the case of the rung. So now that's basically the answer. Now it's going to take us a bit of time to see, well, what is Zehaklal coming to include in the two cases? This is the rule. Whatever's the way going down goes in the exile. What is now the way going down is the exile. What's it talking about? So it's not hard. It's just tricky, right? Yeah. Ella, what is it going to include? Katzav, a butcher, the case of the butcher. Now, he assumes you know the case of the butcher. Yeah. He assumes you know it. You're well-versed with it. And that answers the question. Okay, well, we're going to have to spend a few minutes. Is what's the case of the butcher? Ella, so Katzav must be the case, anything on the way down goes into exile, is including the butcher case, which we're going to explain in a minute. And if that's that case, then Hachanami, then when we're going to say whatever's not the way of going down, is also Lasuya Katsuf to explain a different butcher case. Now we're going to talk about butcher with a butcher knife. Has nothing to do with a rung of a ladder. So now we got to say, well, what's the butcher case that these two rules are talking about? With me so far?
Yeah.
Now, how do we come to the butcher case? Now we're going to bring four brises. Every brisa says a case of a butcher, and each case of the four brises, each one is not agreeing with the other. So how do you got four brises all saying a different law? But we'll resolve it with this rule. Well, we're going to plug in the rule of the Mishnah. With a butcher, it's going to solve and explain all four cases of the Brises that make sense. That's basically what's going to happen. So the four gets everybody scared. There's four Brises, there's this and that. So don't worry, it'll make sense at the end. Ditanya, now we're coming to the butcher case. Ditanya was taught in a Brise. It's the first of four Brises. It's very short. It's that long. Katsav is a butcher. Show you Makatsev. He's chopping meat. Okay, so how do you chop meat? You take the meat cleaver, whatever, you go up, right? And go down. Is that the only way you can do it? How about, what if you really want to give it a good set? It's a really thick bone you got to chop. You're going to go like this. To get much more leverage, whatever you call it, and then wham! Okay, so now let's analyze what's going on over here. I got my knife. So I could first go down, and then I can go up, right? You can go down and go back up. You with me so far? So it's possible you can be in front of you. You can go down in front of the butcher and up in front of the butcher. Then you can go down behind the butcher and up before the butcher. Okay? Just keep that in mind. You get that idea?
Yeah.
Okay, once you got that idea, we're going to be fine. All right? So now, Bryson number one says, it's talking about the case of a butcher who is butchering, and he inadvertently kills somebody with the meat cleaver. It could be a number of scenarios. The meat cleaver slipped out of his hand. Let's say the simplest example. It slipped out of
bloody,
his hand.
Bloody handle.
Yeah, he's bloody this, and he goes like, ah, what the? Right? Yeah, or he goes up, oh, it slipped out. It's a simple slipped out. Okay, Tanachada, one Brisa says, careful now, Lifanov, if the killing occurred when the butcher was moving his arm forward, we didn't say up or down yet, just forward, in front of him, because this is forward. Either one is forward, right? Chayev, he goes into exile. La'achrav, but if it's behind, he's going to be potter. Okay, now here, look carefully. The word lefanov usually means in front of him. In this context, however, Rashi understands it as describing the direction of the swing rather than its location. Hence, it's translated as toward his front or forward. We're following Rashi's explanation. Fine. So we're looking here that it's toward. So it means forward. 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 Okay? So lefanov chayev, if he does it forward and he kills somebody, he goes into Golas. La'achrav, if it occurred when he was moving his arm backward, he's exempt from exile, potter from exile. That's one brisa. V'tanya idach, another brisa, says the opposite. La'achrav, if he's moving backwards, chayiv, he goes into exile. Lefanov, before him, a forward potter. Your potter. It's the exact opposite of the first brisa. Fine. V'tanya idach, a third brisa says, Bein lefanov, bein larachayv. Whether forward or backward, he goes into exile. V'tanirich, and a fourth brisa says, Bein lefanov, bein larachayv, potter. Whether forward or backward, he's potter. So you have all four possibilities, and the brisa, right? Forward chayv, backward potter. Forward potter, backward chayv. Forward and backward potter. Forward and backward chayv. So what's going on? We've got four brisas arguing about it. What's going on over here? Velo kasha. It's not a kasha. They can reconcile them at all because they're referring to each part of the butcher's swing. Now, important, to increase the velocity and force of his chop, the butcher first arches the cleaver back behind his head and then brings it forward onto the chopping block. His swing has five parts altogether. Let's see what it is. Beginning with the cleaver in front of it, he lowers it. He lowers it first, right? Before raising it back towards his shoulder, right? So that A, this is A, this is B. Lowering it behind his back is C. And then brings the cleaver back to his shoulder is 4. Down to the chopping block is 5. You see how that happened? You're starting out. Down is 1, in front. Up is 2. Back is 3. Up is 4. And the final smash is 5.
Why the first one? Why
can't you always do it? No, you don't. You want to get more velocity. That's what usually goes. You usually lower it. Either you want to aim it or whatever. When you like when you have to high jump, you just keep taking more steps back. More steps back. Like it's just, so when you go back and that, I don't know, somehow you're moving it faster this way. It gives you also the ability to move it, whatever. That, the aiming it, right? Okay, but you clearly see we've got a number of upward motions, downward motions, right? Some are forward, some are backward. Okay, so every brisa is speaking about 2 out of these 5 possibilities. But it'll all fit into that general rule, whatever is the way of going down, whatever is the way of going up. Let's now take a look at it. Okay, so now we just got to explain all 4 brises. Now, if we understand, every brise is talking about a different set of steps. They're all not talking about the same step. If you're talking about a different step, then well, one you'll be potter, one you'll be chayiv, right? Mm-hmm. Clearly, this is a downward motion. That's downward. That would be a gullus motion. This is an upward motion, is a non-gullus motion, but both of them are before. Right? Now, that's a downward, that's a gullus motion behind him. Going up is a non-gullus motion behind him. Down is a gullus motion before him. So you see, we're going to just say that every Bryce is picking two out of the five steps. They're not; none of them are picking the same two steps. Okay, you can figure out what's going on. So the one that says, in front of him, you go into gullus. So which one would that be talking about?
The one where after you
go to gullus. In front. Could either be that one or the fifth one. Right? In front of you, not going into gullus, is this one. The other Bryson that says behind you goes into gullus is when you're going back down. Behind you not goes into gullus when you're going up. The one that says either before or behind you don't go into gullus is speaking out, this is in front of you, you don't go into gullus. And this is in front of you, you don't go into gullus. Because those are two upward ones.
Behind you.
You don't go into gullus. And the one that says you do go into gullus either way is down in front and then down behind. And that's how we resolve all the four prices. Right? So now, you got it?
Yeah.
Very good. Now, what have we then determined for that? So let's see if I said it right. I hope I got it right. Khan, here, the first Bryce states that moving forward renders him liable, whereas moving backwards does not. Birida Shilafanov, we're talking about a downswing forward and the upswing backward. Right? The first Bryce defines the law of motions A and B. A and B. When the butcher initially lowers his arm, right? Any death that results from his downward motion sends him into exile. But when he then swings his arm backwards towards his shoulder, he's engaged in an upward motion, which would not warrant exile. So that's how he calls. So I didn't translate exactly what Rashi is. So Lafanov means forward, not in front or behind, but forward. It means forward. So the first Brisa means he's going downwards. That's forward. And the other one is backward. This is backward. Okay? So forward goes into gullus, right? And the backwards is not going because it's an upward motion, which is not going to gullus. Okay? Khan, the other Brisa that says the opposite, moving backwards renders him liable, whereas moving forward does not. That is what? Ba'ilia Shilafanov, Viarita Shilakrov. It's now talking about parts C and D. When he draws the cleaver back behind his shoulder, that is the forward. That's how he's translating the word forward. It's always going forward, right? So he's saying that. And as he draws the cleaver back behind his shoulder, this backward motion is downward, which will require exile. When he begins to move forward again, the motion is upward, which there is no exile. Khan, the third Brisa that says backwards or forwards makes him liable. That's Biyarita Shilafarshak. When he's going downwards, A and C. The downward before and downward afterwards. Khan Baalia, and the fourth Brisa that says he is exempt in both cases, right? That's speaking when he did B and D. So that's the backward motion here. This is B. Or D, when he's going backward, but it's an upswing. It's an upswing backwards from before, but it's upswing B or the upswing D behind him. And that explains all those cases. So therefore, let's look at the common denominator. In all the cases of these Bryces, the motion in one direction was preparatory to an opposite motion that followed.
That's the next action that matters.
Right? Yeah. The Bryces teach that the sentence of exile depends on whether the part of the motion that actually killed was upward or downward without regard to the ultimate purpose of that motion. When I brought it down, it really was to bring it up. Right? When I brought it down, A is for B.
E is for sure.
C is for D. Right? So therefore, we're always looking at the next one. So according to this interpretation...
No, when he says he went up, we just... analyzes the motion itself.
Yeah, the Braisa teach that the sentence of exile depends on where the part of the motion that actually killed was upward or downward, without regard to the ultimate purpose of that.
Right.
When I went down, I wasn't going down to go down. I was going down to go up.
Exactly. Right.
But you went down. And the other case, when I went down, was to go up. Right? To go up. And when I went up, why was I going up? To go down.
But we don't care about that.
That's fine. That's what the four Bryces are teaching us. So now, what do you see from what general rule emerges to understand these four Bryces? According to this interpretation, so now let's plug it into the Mishnah. What do you see from all these Bryces? What determines to go to exile? The motion you make, regardless of why you made that motion.
Right?
So now let's plug in the two rules of the Mishnah. Whatever is the way of going down, you go into exile. Rule one. Rule two, whatever is not the way of going down, you don't go into exile.
Right.
We're now going to plug in the butcher case.
Right.
That is the case, our Mishnah now. Forget about the four Brises. We're going back to our Mishnah.
Right.
Our Mishnah, what's the rule? The rule is whatever's a downward motion, you go into exile. Whatever's not a downward motion, you don't go into exile. That's going to include the butcher case. Not the rungs of a ladder at all. Forget about the rungs of a ladder. Talking about a butcher case. So way of going down is going to be what? A or C?
C.
That's the way of going down goes into exile. Whatever is not the way of going down, B and D does not. Very good. So now I've explained the Mishnah beautifully about a butcher knife. Does anything do with the rungs of a ladder? No, but when we learn the rungs of the ladder, it'll be the rule. It's just like the braisa that Rabbi Yochanan used yesterday. When I'm putting my foot down, that's what? A downward motion. And that's exile. And that's the whole point. Instead of making an incorrect deduction of the Mishnah to say the opposite, we threw that out, and that becomes consistent. According to this interpretation, the Mishnah's rule, the first part, whoever killed while engaged in a downward exile, adds that even a downward motion made to facilitate an upward motion warrants exile. The second part, while engaged motion that was not downward is not exiled, excludes from loss of exile even an upward motion as needed for a downward one. Bottom line is, what direction you go, we don't care why you went in that direction. That becomes the rule of the Mishnah, which is now consistent with that other braisa. That says, whatever is an aliyah, yurida, letzorech aliyah, going down for the purpose of up, you go into exile. So clearly the case of the rungs of the ladder is, you put your foot down, even though you're planning on going up. That's the rule the Mishnah is saying. What the direction is what matters, period. So Rabbi Yochanan's response is still valid, and there's no question from the Mishnah, rather a support from the Mishnah. So everything is consistent now. Rabbi Yochanan's ruling, person puts his foot down later, says, well, as the Braisa says, any going down for the purpose of going up goes into exile. That's what he said. Our Mishnah, the two rules say the same thing. Whatever is the way of going down, regardless of the purpose, goes into exile. Whatever is the way of going up, regardless of the ultimate purpose, does not go into exile. It all is resolved.
But Rashi disagreed with that.
No, that's Rashi. That's Rashi. That's Rashi.
But you can't climb a ladder with a...
Doesn't matter. But
the only way you
but
can
I'm...
Is putting your foot down. That's the only way.
Fine.
There's no opposite.
So if you hit a rung... Now, if you are going up the ladder...
Yes.
Well, you're going up a ladder. I don't care. You slipped. You're not going to exile because you're going up the ladder. Remember, you didn't kill the guy. The rung killed the guy. What direction did that rung go?
Downward.
Only one direction.
Downward.
Down. Right? I know you were going up, but you didn't kill him. It was the rung that killed him. The case of the Mishnah that says when you're going up a ladder and you kill a guy, you don't go to exile, it's because you slipped. You were going up. And you slipped. You were going up. You're going up. One steps up. You're going up. Slipped. Boom. Then you fell. But you were going up. You don't go into exile. When you put your foot down on the rung and the rung slips and kills the guy, how did that rung go and kill him? Because that the force that made it go down was going down. There's a distance between your force and you. You can go up a ladder and fall and not go into exile. Your foot can be going down, hitting a rung, dislodging the rung. The rung was always going in one direction only, down. In the force, just like the force of the butcher. Force of the butcher is going down. That's the force, not the butcher. The butcher didn't kill him, right? It was the cleaver that killed the guy. So that's going down. You see? So that's how we explain all that idea.
None of this would happen if it wouldn't be involved the person that was doing the action.
Sure, that's fine.
Yeah.
But what did he do? He put his foot down on the rung, and the rung subsequent went down and killed him. Even though that downward motion was only for upwards, but the object that killed him was only killed him as you were exerting a downward force. And that's why he would go into exile. When you are going up the ladder, you are going up the ladder. I'm going up a ladder. I'm not dislodging any rungs. I'm going up a ladder and I slip. Well, I was going up. So what do you want from me that I slipped? Obviously, whenever you slip, then you're going to go down. But that was not the intention. That was not your force. When you're going down a ladder, your force is taking you down the ladder. You slip, you go into exile. You're going up, your force is going up. Slipping is a whole different, there's no force when you slip. When you put your foot on a rung, there's a force. So that becomes the focus. Where is the force going? And if the force is going down, you go into exile, regardless what your ultimate goal was. With the force is up, you don't go into exile. So there's a difference between you. When you're going up, your force is going up. But when the rung goes down, your force was pushing it down. I think that's a fairly clear idea,
so
right?
You're going down.
Then, if I slip, my force was going down. When you're going down, 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 there's a downward force that you are doing, and it's exerting on your body. You're exerting it on your body, and you fell and you killed him. You were going down.
It's the rung that killed him.
No, when you fall down, your body falls down and your body kills the guy, you go into exile because your force of your body, you can exert a force on your body, you can exert a force on a rung.
What happens if the rung breaks off and kills him, you going down?
Did it slip? It slipped?
Yeah.
Well, then your force dislodged it. That's our case. That's our case. When I put my foot on a rung, I'm doing two things. I'm forcing myself to go up, but I'm forcing the rung to go down. Good thing it sticks in there, doesn't dislodge. But if it dislodges, then my force has pushed the rung down. And that's why I go into exile.
You need to have two.
For every case of exile, you always have to have two witnesses. Every case. If we don't have witnesses, we have nothing to talk about. Okay, there's one more question, a shy that's going to be asked related to this, and we will continue that. Okay, very good. I think we got it.